Rambam begins as follows: Halacha Aleph, Eretz Yisrael hamischak lekas l'shvatim einanim keres l'tzmisis. Being in Eretz Yisrael, it was divided amongst the different tribes, so therefore he says it can never be sold as forever, perpetuate. Shenem eva Eretz leisimach l'tzmisis. For the Torah says in Vayikra 25:23. And the land shall not be sold forever. The machal itzmisus, and if it was sold in such a manner, shneim even bleisasi. So both the buyer and the seller have transgressed a negative commandment. Vein maaseyin ma'ilin, and their action, their sale does not take help. That until Yevil it's a good sale, but by Yevil the land goes back to its original owner. That which the Rambam had mentioned, that Eretz Yisrael, being it's divided to Shvatim, cannot be sold perpetually, it comes to mean that all other parts of Eretz Yisrael, besides Yerushalayim, which was not divided amongst the Shvatim. So what would the halacha be by Yerushalayim? So we know that Yerushalayim has side laws, that being it was not, one thing, it was not divided. Secondly, you're not allowed to even Ein Maschirim Babatim, you don't rent out houses in it. Surely you don't sell houses in Yerushalayim. So therefore, being you don't sell houses, it's not shaykh to say that there is of selling it perpetually. You don't sell it bechlal. And that which the Rambam said later on, that they're both Avon alav. However, Malkus you do not get because their action did not help. Halacha beis, v'meiches adei l'shishim shana, if one sells his field for 60 years, Ein yetzer b'yevel, then it does not return by the jubilee. Why? She'ein chezer b'yevel, ela davar nimka estam, ea nimka l'tzmisis. The only thing that returns in yevel is something that was sold without specifying a time, or was sold perpetually. So being that you would want to make it that it would remain by that person forever, so we say it goes back by yevel. However, over here, being it's going to go back after 60 years anyways, we don't force the buyer to return it earlier by Yevil. A person should not sell his house or his field of possession, although they'll return to him later on, El by Yevil, or if he would have specified a set time, Elam Kain Hani. The only time he should sell his house is if he became destitute. He became very poor. Shenema. For the Torah says, the Vav is in the back. It says in Vayikra 25:25, and when your brother will become poor and he will sell from his possession. So it seems only if a person, God forbid, lost his money, then he can sell. Avalimka Ulaniyach Adam Bekisei. However, just to go sell a house and to take the money and to put it in his pocket, Elasis ben Schero, to do trade business with it, Olikach ben Kalin, they avada behema, or to buy with them vessels or slaves or cattle, Eini Rashai, you are not allowed to sell it. But he says, Ela Limizenis Bovad, which means even when a person becomes poor and he has to sell his house, he can only sell it that he should have the money to be able to buy food with, but not to buy, to do business or other things. If a person transgressed the halacha and he sold the land for other reasons, so then we say, well, if he was a poor person, so then we say, the sale takes place, because it's not an iser that is explicit in the Torah, it's only that we deduce it from the pasuk. Halacha dalet, v'danim b'vayis din batei arechama u'besada din stei achuza. When there's laws concerning a house, so concerning a house, the halacha will be the same as laws governing houses in walled cities. U'besada, the laws concerning a field, din stei achuza, have the same laws as concerning a field in the Stei Achuza, which all these halachas he'll explain in the next chapter. Stei Achuza, field of possession. Din Meicha Stei Achuza, what is the halacha concerning a person who sells his field of possession? It works as follows. The Chashav is Adamim Lefi Ashan Manesher Spit Li'evil. He makes a accounting of the amount of years that are left to Yevil, and accordingly he deducts the amount of money. He'll give an example in the next halacha. V'chol eish ha'yitz liftes, any time the seller will want to redeem the land and take it back, mechashev malakeach, he makes a accounting with the buyer, al ha'shanim sha'achol, the amount of years that the lakeach, the buyer, ate and enjoyed the field, the gerei midmei ha'mechir machzor ha'yashar, and you take it off from the balance, the amount of the sale, and you return him the rest of the money. Example, harei nisha liyevel eser shanim. If there were 10 years left until the yevel came around, the machalei suddenly sold him a field b'mei dinner for 100 dinner, coming out that each year is worth 10 dinner. Achla lekeich shalosh shanim. If the lekeich ate in the field 3 years, v'ratza mechel ligo, and the seller wants to redeem the field, nesen le'shivim dinner, so he returns to the buyer 70 dinner, u'machzor sadeh, and the buyer returns the field to the seller. Chein u'machla sheishanim, the same halacha would apply if the buyer had eaten at 6 years, nesen le'mem dinner, u'machzor le'sadeh. So then he has to give him back, the buyer back 40 dinner, because he had 60 dinner on worth, and the buyer returns him his field. If the seller did not redeem the field, but he left it by the buyer until Yevil, then the field goes back to the original owner without any payment. That the Torah says in Vayikra 25:15, according to the number of years of the crop shall he sell it. So, which goes on the previous case, the, when you make the cheshbon, if he wants to redeem it before Yevil. Halacha Vav, Micha Levi Himalei Apeyas. If, let's say, Reuven sold the field to Shimon when it was full with produce, Lachash Teishanim Gola, and after 2 years he redeemed it, Eina Yachol Lei Malei, so he cannot, Reuven cannot take the Shimon, Hachsirana Li Malei Apeyas, Kamesha Machati Lach, return it to me full with fruit the way I gave, sold it to you. If Reuven sold the field to Shimon full with fruit before the Rosh Hashanah, and he redeemed it after 2 years, it comes out as follows, that really in this case, B, Shimon, is enjoying 3 crops. Because it was before Rosh Hashanah, and then he had it 2 full years. Although in actuality, he only had it 2 years. So how do you make the cheshbon? You deduct according to the years. You deduct 2 years, not 3 crops. Because the Torah says that the word Shanim, b'mispah shnei tvus, according to the years, you go according to the years, not according to the crops. Halacha 7, Hakonim vazemeris uperis shikma shabesecha, arehen shalakeh kishar perishala. The stems, the twigs, and the fruit of the sycamore tree in the field all belong to the buyer, as does any other produce. Aval, however, ilan shenichsach, eshayavish neimasurumbay, a tree which was cut down or dried up, both the buyer and the seller are forbidden to enjoy it. Why? Because the seller cannot enjoy it because he sold it to the buyer. The buyer cannot enjoy it because if he'd want to enjoy it, he'd have to ruin the actual tree. And you cannot derive benefit from the produce if you would cause a loss to the mecha. Ketad Yasa, what should you do? Yimacha v'yilakach b'dam of karka. You should sell it and you should buy with it the proceeds land. Then the buyer will enjoy the produce of the land until the seller will redeem the field from him. If a person bought a field, a field of possession, and he planted it with trees, and he made it, he increased the value of the field. When the field goes back to the original owner by Yevil, Shaman Shvach Ilana Shabasecha, the Nasan Balasada Dmeya Shvach Ulakech. So then you have to make a counting, the appreciation that the trees did to the field, and the original owner has to pay the person who had bought the field from him the amount that he appreciated the field. It says the house that was sold goes back in Yevil, in 25:33 in Vayikra, which implies only that was sold that has to be restored. However, that which the buyer had made the field appreciate doesn't have to go back, but being the field goes back, that goes back, so he pays for the mecher, pays the difference. If a person sells his field in a time when the Jubilee is in force, the halacha, as we have explained in chapter 10, halacha ches, you are not permitted to redeem it in less than 2 years. It says, according to the number of years of the crops, it should be sold to you. Years of crop is at least 2. Even if the buyer is willing to return the field to the seller, us it's forbidden. Shanema, for the Torah says, "V'mispa shanim acha yevil tikna me'esa misecha." The pasuk says in the Vayikra, in the same parsha, according to the number of years of the yevil, shall you buy from your neighbor. Ein pachas mishtei shanim me'es la'es miyema mechira. Which implies that it cannot be, that if it was sold, and if you want to restore that was sold, it cannot be done in less than 2 years. It had to be sold at least 2 years. Halacha Yud, the buyer had to eat from crops 2 times in the 2 years, and then the seller can redeem it. For the Torah says that the years of the crop. If one of the 2 years was the sabbatical year, when it is forbidden to eat from the crop that you cannot plant, or if it was a year that the field was ruined, it was stricken with a flood or yerokin, with a mildew or something which did not let the crops grow, so that year does not go into the category of 2 years. However, he continues in Alach Yud Aleph, what happened if the field, there wasn't any outside cause which did not let the field grow, but rather the Lekeach on his own left the field uncultivated for 1 year. He ate it one year and he left it uncultivated the next year and he didn't plant it. Both years are counted in the 2 years. And the Mepharshim say, even if both years he left it vacant, it would be counted. Why? Because over here it is shnei tvuos. It's only that you didn't plant it. In the previous cases, you couldn't plant. And the chiddush. So why does he say that? If you leave it uncultivated 1 year, that what's the chiddush of that? What's the Rambam coming to tell you? That when the person comes to redeem his field previously in Alach Ches, the Rambam said that the mecher has to pay the shvach that he was mashpiach in the ilanus. The Rambam says, but in this case, if he just plowed under the ground 1 year, although he was mashpiach the karka, that you don't have to pay. You only have to pay the shvach that he was mashpiach in the ilanus, but not the shvach in the gufa karka. Macha b'shnas yevil atzma, if the seller had sold it to him in the year of yevil itself, einim keres, the sale does not take place. That if something that was sold before Yevil goes out in Yevil, surely you can't sell in Yevil. Adam chazen lebailim, and the money goes back to the owner. Micha shana achas lefnei Yevil, if it was sold 1 year before the Yevil, so you cannot have 2 years of shnei tvus. Harei lekech esa eichel esa shana shni acha Yevil. So we say the buyer is entitled to eat the crops another year after the Jubilee, after the Yevil. Well, it says shnei svus, it has to be 2 years. And the kal v'chomer that we said before, if something goes out in Yevil, surely if you sold in Yevil, it doesn't apply over here, because over here the Torah says by Yevil it has to be shnei tvus. It wasn't shnei tvus, therefore you can eat 1 year after the Yevil. Halacha 13, macha nekayim leim mayim. If the owner sold a raven filled with water, a slayim shenin ruyim mizriya, or a stony ground which is unfit for planting, hareza paydim mipachas nishtei shanim, so you can redeem it even in less than 2 years. Shenema misba shnei tvuas. The Torah said according to the years of the crop, of the harvest, which means, sada haruyu lisvua hishen negelas ala achas shtei shanim. A field which is fit to give out crop, wheat, such a field you cannot redeem if it was less than 2 years by the buyer. However, something which is the imlay gola, however, something which is not fit, so you can redeem it right away. Vimlay gola, if the owner did not redeem it, then we say, although it is unfit for planting, it will go back to the original owner in Yevil. Because the Torah just says, Vishav Lachuzas, it returns to the owner. It doesn't make a stipulation that only a field of Tvua returns to the owner. Halacha 14, Macha Ilanis, if a person sells fruit trees, Ein Negol Nepachas Mishtei Shanim, it cannot be redeemed in less than 2 years. Shari Ruyim Lesvuas, for they are fit to give off produce. Vimlei Golem, if they were not redeemed, then we say, Ein Nechezim Labayim B'Yevil, so then fruit trees do not go back to the owner during the Yevil, during the Jubilee year. Shanim V'Shav Lachuzasi, it says that a person shall return to his field of possession. That goes back in Yevil. Leili Lanis, however, would imply that he doesn't return back to his trees. This is a pasuk in 25:27 in Vayikra. Halacha 15, Machas Adeyu L'Rishon, if A sold his field to B, and V'Rishon Machla Shenyan B sold it to C, Shenyan Shlishi C to D, Afilu Meya Zach Hazebish Nasayevo, even if you had 100 people who sold it one after the other, nevertheless, in the year of Yevil, Tachsul Adin Rishon, it goes back to the original owner, Shenema, Vishnas HaYevil Yoshua HaSadil HaShe Kaneya Me'itei, HaShe Eloi Achuz HaSad. The Pasuk says in Vayikra 27:24 that in the year of the Yevil, the field shall return to whom, from who, the person from whom it was bought, even to him to whom the possession of the land belongs, which infers that it goes back to the original owner. Halacha 16, Micha L'Rishon B'Meya Dinah, if A sold it to B for 100 dinah, the field, V'Rishon L'Sheni, and B sold it to C for 200 dinah, V'Ratza Adon L'Gerl, and the original owner wants to redeem the field, Eina Mechashav Ela M'Rishon, he only has to count with the first person who he sold it for 100 dinah, so he'll end up gaining, Shenema L'Isha Shemachle, to the man who he sold it, Micha L'Rishon B'Messayim, if however vice versa, he sold it to the first one for 200 zuz dinner, and the that guy went and sold to another person for 100 zuz or dinner, Harezim M'chashimach, and then he only has to make a cheshbon with the last person. You always give the seller the better hand. Chayna Macha B'Meir, the same halach would be if he sold it for 100, V'shpicha B'yad Elakeach, and it went up in the value, it appreciated by the buy-in, it's worth now to sell 200. Mechashev lefi mashamachi, you go according to the price which you had sold it for, which was 100. V'imach b'mesayim, what happens if you sold it for 200, v'chsif, and it depreciated, and now it is only worth to sell, v'arei rui limach b'maya, it's only worth 100 dinah. Mechashev lefi mashi, you go according to the 100 that it's worth now. Which is the general rule, the Rambam says, v'aylim miyapim keich mechas de'achuzer, umarim keich lekech. In general, you always make strong the hand of the person who owns the field of possession, the seller, and you weaken the hand of the buyer. Halacha 17. Hameches stei achuzase. If a person sold his field of possession, v'hayle sadis acheres, and he had other fields, v'macha me'esam asadis kidei legal, tadeish hamacha, and he sold some of those other fields in order to redeem the first field that he sold, so in shamely, you do not listen to him. Why? Shenema umata kadei gulase. Torah says, and if he'll find sufficient means, money, to redeem his field. Atse yimse dover she'ena matzilei b'shashamacha. It means, if he, right then, he didn't have money when he sold the field. He sold it because he became poor. And later on, he got money, he can redeem it. However, if he had a field at that time, so then he can, originally when he sold it, he cannot redeem it. V'cheinim lava l'gel, same halach would be if he borrowed money to redeem the field that he had sold. Ein shemle, you do not listen to him. Shenema v'siga yadei. It says if he will get money to buy it back, then he can do it. However, leishi yova, not that he should go and borrow money. Halacha 18. Matzah ma'at v'ratzu l'gol chatzis ad shemach. If he got a hold of a little money and he wants to redeem half of the field which he sold, and Shaimle, you don't also listen to him in this case. It says that if he gets money sufficient to redeem the field, either he redeems the whole field or nothing. If his relatives want to redeem the field, they are allowed to. For the Torah says in Vayikra 25:25, that the kinsman, the relative that is next to him, can come and redeem it. Halacha 19, a person gave away the field as a gift. It also goes back to Yevil. The Torah says, you shall return every person unto his possession. The Rabbis, which is in Vayikra 25:13, the Rabbis is a matana, which includes the case of a gift. The Mefarshim bring down in the name of Rabbi Kiva, Chedushi Rabbi Kiva Eger, that by a matana which was given to a public, matana sirabim, then that would not be Chayza B'Yevel. Halacha 20, Ha'achim Shachoku, brothers who divided the field of inheritance, Kalakucha same, they are considered like buyers one from the other, and each one returns their share to the other during the year of Yevil. However, the original division is not rendered void. It does not fall apart. The same halacha applies with the firstborn brother, or the brother who took his brother's widow, his sister-in-law, by a case of Yibam, by elaborate marriage. So we say that he has to return in Yevil chelik shenotel, the amount that he took. However, he takes the corresponding equivalent amount. Last halacha in this parak. However, a person, for example, a husband who inherits his wife, although the whole idea of inheritance of a wife's estate is based on the chachamim, so the Chachamim made a strength to give force to their halacha the same as if it was from the Torah, and it does not return in Yevil. If he inherited a burial plot from her, so then he has to restore it to the family in order not to disgrace the family. And the family in turn should pay him the value of the plot minus the value of umnakanle de make kavishu. They diminish the value of the wife's grave because he's obligated to bury his wife. That was Siramim said that it would be ignited to the mishpach, embarrassment to the family, because it would come out that they have to, that other people are buried in their burial plot and they have to be buried in other places. So therefore you give it back and you just diminish the cost of the wife's burial because the husband is mechuyev to pay for that.